gave her office space and access to horses, and she stayed for 8 years. Then she opened Rocking Horse Rehab in 2001. Russell Hale, now 26, is in his final semester of college in Denver, studying to be a screenwriter. "I think it was something to connect to, honestly," he says. "I love that horse and often rode him. I remember cleaning and brushing freckles. I feel it was an emotional benefit." Let's go back a second. That kid couldn't speak, and now he's a screenwriter? Wow. "The most immediate noticeable positive development was in his speech," said Peg Hale, "but we did see overall improvements in his behavior and his physicality." She says the therapy was an important factor in her son's improved development and success in school. Hippotherapy helps with speech as well as physical and occupational therapy because it addresses certain fundamentals crucial to each effort, Marino says. "All three disciplines are working on postural control and stability," she says. "All three disciplines are using the horse's movement to work on adaptive responses. And all three disciplines are using the horse to address sensory issues. Communication doesn't stop just with the mouth," says Bizarre, the Starlight Farm, who also has a speech and language clinic in Ringwood. "Your whole body has to be in sync and working together. Therapy horses are carefully selected and trained. The legs must be symmetrical, all equal length, so that the rider gets the full benefit of a horse's movements and balance. Horses also need a smooth gait and great stamina. Their transitions between movements need to be consistent. The youngest therapy horse at special strides is 7, because horses must be old enough to handle the weight of their riders and behaviorally mature. Most New Jersey hippotherapy facilities work with children as young as 2. Rear says the majority of horseback riding programs start at age 4 or 5, when a child is able to learn a riding skill. But the therapist can start with younger children, she says, because they're trained to adjust the safety and success. When pairing a horse and a rider, height and weight are important, particularly for the youngest children who need a horse comparable, and they are small bodies. Safety, too, is a primary concern for both clients and horses. "Does the child have any fears or behaviors that might be a concern to my horse?" says Taylor of Mainstream. "Is this someone who has a seizure disorder? Is this someone who vocalizes a lot?" When an individual is paired with the right, well-trained horse, hippotherapy is effective, Rear says. "There is nothing else that I could do as a physical therapist that would provide that many opportunities to learn, and to learn in a manner in which it absolutely mimics what you need to do in real life." It's fascinating, isn't it? How we can have something like that just discovered accidentally, and it seems to be doing some amazing, amazing work. All right, moving on from there, one last piece of information, and then we'll take a break. And it's Creepy Clown Hysterica May Help or Hurt This Halloween Attraction. Christina Rojas of NJ.com reports that every weekend this month, clowns will be roaming a 125-acre farm in Hunterdon County, lurking in the shadows and scaring people as they make their way through a cornfield and forest. But the costumed actors are not out to do harm or cause unnecessary harm. They're part of a new haunted attraction called New Jersey Clown Farm. Despite the timing, its opening comes amid a rash of reports in a number of states of creepy clown sightings and threats. The attraction has been in the works for 3 years. It's still too early to tell if the hysteria surrounding the clowns will help or hurt business, but Joe Berger wants to reassure the public that they're not trying to terrorize people with a publicity stunt. "We're not trying to scare or spook anyone to that level," he said. "It's a controlled, secure environment where people can come experience the clowns." The New Jersey Clown Farm made its debut over the weekend, drawing a crowd of 200-plus, even with the damp weather. The attraction lasts about 2 hours and includes a hayride and a walk through a corn maze and wooded trail with costumed clowns and special effects. For Berger, who owns Sharper Image Lawn Care, the idea first came about 3 years ago. "I already own the farm, so I have tractors, I have wagons, I have fields. And after visiting other attractions, I thought I could make a mine a little bit better and something that is unique." He said the clowns, unlike other haunted houses that feature characters like zombies and witches, give guests a more realistic experience. "Everyone knows zombies aren't real," Berger said, "but clowns are real. People dress up as clowns, as we're seeing, and now you know it's a person with a makeup or costume. It gives that dynamic real effect versus a witch or a zombie. A fall 2016 opening was planned long before the first report surfaced in last August in South Carolina with stories about clowns were trying to lure children in the woods with money. Berger planted the cornfield last spring and over the past year designed it and figured out what would it and wouldn't work. As clown sightings and threats multiplied and moved closer to home, Berger said paid a visit to the state police Kingwood Barracks and described his plans, giving them permission to inspect the attraction. They were fine with it, he said. I haven't had any phone calls or issues. We nipped it in the bud ahead of time. Berger said they are also taking steps to prevent any outside threats, including making sure that nobody comes in already dressed as a clown. Everyone, the volunteer actors, has to get ready in front of us so we can identify who's who in their outfit and persona and what spot they're going to be on the tour. Some friends of his who are retired police officers are also part of the security team, helping to ensure everything runs smoothly. And Berger said the feedback so far has been overwhelmingly positive, both over the weekend and when the clowns have made appearances at community events and other places to spread the word. If we're able to walk through the mall and security doesn't kick us out, we're not doing anything bad, Berger said. The attraction is open every Friday and Saturday in October from 6:30 to 10. Admission is $30 at the door, and there's a $5 coupon available online at njclownfarm.com. The farm is located at 297 County Road, 513 in Frenchtown. There's a lot of these cool ones going out, including Schaefer Farms has one and a couple other ones. You can also go to Six Flags and also go out to Dorney Park. Lots of great things to do there during the weekend. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in a little bit.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
In the evening, if you aren't somebody who likes to do it in the morning. The Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative Champion Meeting is taking place on the 7th from 8:30 a.m. to 10. It's at the Hunterdon County YMCA, 144 West Woodchurch Road in Flemington. Our most important asset, employers, is that individuals who work each day at our organizations and contribute to making our business.
100-511-4-HMC, or visit us on the web at www.
Each day at our organizations and contribute to making our business.
100-511-4-HMC, or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Most surveys done after last night's first and only vice presidential debate of the 2016 election season, giving the Republican Mike Pence the victory over Democrat Tim Kaine. Pence, Donald Trump's running mate, promising if Trump is elected,
repealing Obamacare, lock, stock, and barrel, and repealing all of the executive orders that Barack Obama has signed that are stifling economic growth.
Across the table, Democrat Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's running mate, will be most remembered for some pre-planned one-liners.
Do you want a your hired president in Hillary Clinton, or do you want a your fired president in Donald Trump?
The southeastern U.S. prepping for Hurricane Matthew.
We're looking at Friday night into Saturday, or Friday afternoon into Saturday, being pretty brutal.
That's South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Matthew, the most powerful hurricane in nearly a decade to threaten the southeast U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scotts.
It's the best-selling vehicle in the United States, but federal regulators are investigating claims that brakes can fail on some models of the Ford F-150 pickup. About two dozen owners of 2015 and 2016 F-150s say their trucks experienced sudden and complete loss of brakes. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration saying it received 10 reports of failures on 2015 models, 15 reports on 2016 models, the investigation covering more than 280,000 units.
People have a different way of handling their emotions and don't like it.
That's Baltimore Orioles manager Buck Showalter after the American League wildcard game in Toronto last night was briefly interrupted when a fan threw a drink can at an Orioles outfielder in the seventh inning.
You know, it's tough when you have that many people in the ballpark and one person does something that reflects poorly on all of them. It can happen.
The Blue Jays took that game, so they're the American League wildcard winners. This is USA Radio News.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
U.S. Geological Survey officials confirming there's no longer a major threat of an earthquake in Southern California.
Based on our models and our algorithms and experience over the last 130 years doing this, we are, saying it's now basically back to the same odds it would have been a month ago.
That spokesperson for the Geological Survey, Justin Pressfield, who says the odds of a big one happening right now 10,000 to 1. The Southern California Earthquake Center had said the risk of a major quake on the San Andreas Fault has been declining every day since last Friday following an initial concern about a large swarm of small quakes that had hit along the fault earlier last week. Google launching an aggressive challenge to consumer electronics companies known for their hardware, like Apple and Samsung. At a big event in San Francisco yesterday, Google showing off a handful of new hardware of its own. Here's Rachel Silverman.
They're meant to compete with Apple's iPhone, and they showcase a digital helper the company calls Google Assistant, rival to Apple's Siri, Amazon's Alexa, and Microsoft's Cortana. The company also unveiled Google Home, which also uses Google Assistant to search the internet, play music, turn on the lights, and other tasks. The new devices represent a big push by Google to make and sell its own hardware instead of just supplying software for other manufacturers. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
Remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
cries remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambies Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambies, purely delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Nine after the hour, it's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, clear skies, zero chance of precipitation today. Looks like a nice day. Today is Wednesday, it's October 5th, 2016. Sunny highs in the lower 70s, northeast winds at around 5 miles an hour. Mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 40s for tonight. East winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Sunny, patchy fog in the morning tomorrow, so be careful when you're driving. In the morning, highs in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly sunny on Friday, highs in the mid-70s. On Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, highs in the 60s. Sunday, mostly sunny, lower 60s, and sunny highs in the lower 60s on Monday the 10th, Columbus Day. That is Good Morning Hunter and the Sun Chamber Radio weather.
Of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning. Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077.
100-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Most surveys done after last night's first and only vice presidential debate of the 2016 election season, giving the Republican Mike Pence the victory over Democrat Tim Kaine. Pence, Donald Trump's running mate, promising if Trump is elected,
repealing Obamacare, lock, stock, and barrel, and repealing all of the executive orders that Barack Obama has signed that are stifling economic growth.
Across the table, Democrat Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's running mate, will be most remembered for some pre-planned one-liners.
Do you want a your hired president in Hillary Clinton, or do you want a your fired president in Donald Trump?
The southeastern U.S. prepping for Hurricane Matthew.
We're looking at Friday night into Saturday, or Friday afternoon into Saturday, being pretty brutal.
That's South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Matthew, the most powerful hurricane in nearly a decade to threaten the southeast U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scotts.
It's the best-selling vehicle in the United States, but federal regulators are investigating claims that brakes can fail on some models of the Ford F-150 pickup. About two dozen owners of 2015 and 2016 F-150s say their trucks experienced sudden and complete loss of brakes. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration saying it received 10 reports of failures on 2015 models, 15 reports on 2016 models. The investigation covering more than 280,000 units.
People have a different way of handling their emotions and don't like it.
That's Baltimore Orioles manager Buck Showalter after the American League wildcard game in Toronto last night was briefly interrupted when a fan threw a drink can at an Orioles outfielder in the seventh inning.
You know, it's tough when you have that many people in the ballpark and one person does something that reflects poorly on all of them. It can happen.
The Blue Jays took that game, so they're the American League wildcard winners. This is USA Radio News.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
U.S. Geological Survey officials confirming there's no longer a major threat of an earthquake in Southern California.
Based on our models and our algorithms and experience over the last 130 years doing this, we are, saying it's now basically back to the same odds it would have been a month ago.
That spokesperson for the Geological Survey, Justin Pressfield, who says the odds of a big one happening right now 10,000 to 1. The Southern California Earthquake Center had said the risk of a major quake on the San Andreas Fault has been declining every day since last Friday following an initial concern about a large swarm of small quakes that had hit along the fault earlier last week. Google launching an aggressive challenge to consumer electronics companies known for their hardware, like Apple and Samsung. At a big event in San Francisco yesterday, Google showing off a handful of new hardware of its own. Here's Rachel Silverman.
They're meant to compete with Apple's iPhone, and they showcase a digital helper the company calls Google Assistant, rival to Apple's Siri, Amazon's Alexa, and Microsoft's Cortana. The company also unveiled Google Home, which also uses Google Assistant to search the internet, play music, turn on the lights, and other tasks. The new devices represent a big push by Google to make and sell its own hardware instead of just supplying software for other manufacturers. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
Remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
flash remains, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambies Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambies. Purely delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
It's 9 after the hour. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Flemington right now, clear skies, zero chance of precipitation today. Looks like a nice day. Today is Wednesday. It's October 5th, 2016. Sunny highs in the lower 70s, northeast winds at around 5 miles an hour. Mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 40s for tonight. East winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Sunny, patchy fog in the morning tomorrow, so be careful when you're driving. In the morning, highs in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly sunny on Friday, highs in the mid-70s. On Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, highs in the 60s. Sunday, mostly sunny, lower 60s, and sunny highs in the lower 60s on Monday the 10th, Columbus Day. That is Good Morning Hunter and the Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning. Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, it's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. From HERTTeam.com, you can get the same alerts I do. Just register with them, and they'll send you alerts via email, which you can find on your smartphone, or you can follow them on Twitter. We have slow-moving traffic from Hampton through High Bridge approaching the entrance to 78. That's on 31 South from High Bridge to Hampton, or Hampton to High Bridge. So that's pretty typical nowadays. That was earlier this morning, and so we need to make sure we're driving a little bit slower. Got to make sure we're watching out for the deer, as the deer are now migrating during our commutes because of the time. And we got some patchy fog from time to time now with the environmental change. So drive safe, sound, and smart. That is Good Morning Hunter in the Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, it's time for us to get back to the show. We have Today in History from History.com. Let's get that moving. Got some technical glitches going on here where my music has decided to play or not play depending on the day of the week. So we'll see how we can do it. All right. This is Today in History from History.com for October 5th, 2016. We start off with our lead story. Happened in 1947 on this day. President Harry Truman makes the first ever televised presidential address from the White House, asking Americans to cut back on their use of grain in order to help starving Europeans. At the time of Truman's food conservation speech, Europe was still recovering from World War II and suffering from the famine. Truman, the 33rd commander-in-chief, worried that if the U.S. didn't provide food aid, his administrator's Marshall Plan for a European economic recovery would fall apart. He asked farmers and distillers to reduce grain use and requested that the public voluntarily forego meat on Tuesdays, eggs on and poultry on Thursdays, and save a slice of bread each day. The food program was short-lived, as ultimately the Marshall Plan succeeded in helping to spur economic revitalization and growth in Europe. In 1947, television was still in its infancy, and the number of TV sets in the U.S. homes only numbered to the thousands. By the early 50s, millions of Americans owned TVs, and most people listened to the radio for news and entertainment. However, although the majority of Americans missed Truman's TV debut, his speech signaled the start of a powerful and complex relationship between the White House and a medium that would have an enormous impact on the American presidency, and how candidates campaigned for the office of to how presidents communicated with their constituents. Each of Truman's subsequent White House speeches, including his 1949 inauguration address, was televised. In 1948, Truman was the first presidential candidate to broadcast a paid political ad, and Truman pioneered the White House telecast, but it was President Franklin Roosevelt who was the first president to appear on TV from the World's Fair in New York City on April 30th, 1939. FDR's speech had an extremely limited TV audience, though airing only on receivers at the fairgrounds and at Radio City in Manhattan. Pretty cool. And now we have social media and streaming. 1775, on this day, General George Washington writes to the president of the Continental Congress, John Hancock, to inform him that a letter from Dr. Benjamin Church, Surgeon General of the Continental Army, to Lieutenant General Sir Thomas Gage, British Commander-in-Chief for North America, had been intercepted. Washington wrote, quote, "I have now a painful, though a necessary duty to perform respecting Dr. Church, Director General of the hospital." Washington described how a coded letter to the British officer, Major Crane, came into Washington's possession by a convoluted route from a woman who was kept by Dr. Church. So we had essentially espionage going on. In 1919, a young Italian car mechanic and engineer named Enzo Ferrari takes part in his first car race, a hill climb in Parma, Italy. He finished fourth. Ferrari was a good driver, but not a great one. In all, he won just 13 of the 47 races he entered. Many people say that this is because he cared too much for the sports cars he drove. He could never bring himself to ruin an engine in order to win a race. 1864, after losing the city of Atlanta, Confederate General John Bell Hood attacks Union General William T. Sherman's supply line at Allatoona Pass in Georgia. Hood's men could not take the Union stronghold, and they were forced to retreat into Alabama. 1986, Eugene Hassafis is captured by troops of the Sandinista regime in Nicaragua after the plane in which he is flying is shot down. Two others on the plane die in the crash. Under questioning, Hassafis confessed that he was shipping military supplies into Nicaragua for use by the Contras, an anti-Sardinista force that had been created and funded by the United States. Most dramatically, he claimed that operation was really run by the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. And that was the beginning of a very long and arduous research that went and bodied our entire country for quite some time. The Dalton Gang in 1892 attempts to rob two banks simultaneously in Coffeyville, Kansas, but meets resistance from townspeople who wind up killing four of the five bandits. Emmett Dalton, the sole survivor, returned to the site of the crime nearly 40 years later and offered a caution to would-be thieves. The biggest foul on earth is the one who thinks he can beat the law. That crime can be made to pay. It never paid, and it never will. And that was the one big lesson of the Coffeyville raid. In 1930, on this day, a British dirigible crashes in Beauvais, France, killing 49 people. The blimp, which was Great Britain's biggest, had first been launched about a year earlier. It's funny, I remember the Zeppelins, but I don't remember the blimps having problems, but just wasn't as sensational, I guess. In 1813, during the War of 1812, a combined British and Indian force is defeated by General William Harrison's American Army in the Battle of the Thames near Ontario, Canada. The leader of the Indian force was Tecumseh, the Shawnee chief who organized intertribal resistance to the encroachment of white settlers on Indian lands. He was killed in the fighting. In a total coincidence, in 1877, Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce Indians surrenders to U.S. General Nelson A. Miles in the Bear Paw Mountains of Montana, declaring, "Hear me, my chiefs, my heart is sick and sad. From where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever." 1969, in an embarrassing breach of the United States air defense capability, a Cuban defector enters U.S. airspace undetected and lands his Soviet-made MiG-17 at Homestead Air Force Base, south of Miami, Florida. The presidential aircraft Air Force One was at the base at the time, waiting to return President Richard M. Nixon to Washington. The base was subsequently put on continuous alert, and it opened a new radar tracking facility to prevent the repetition of a similar incident in the future. Can you imagine? 1974, American David Kunst completes the first round-the-world journey on foot, taking 4 years and 21 pairs of shoes to complete the 14,500-mile journey across the land masses of four continents. He left his hometown of Waseca, Minnesota on June 20, 1970. Near the end of his journey, in 1974, he explained the reasons for his epic trek. Quote, "I was tired of Waseca, tired of my job, tired of a lot of little people who don't want to think, and tired of my wife," unquote. During the long journey, he took in on sponsors and helped raise money for UNICEF. 1989, the Dalai Lama, the exiled religious and political leader of Tibet, is awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in recognition of his nonviolent campaign to end the Chinese domination of Tibet. In 2011, Steve Jobs, the visionary co-founder of Apple, which revolutionized the computer, music, and mobile communications industries, and such devices as the Macintosh, iPod, iPhone and iPad, dies at the age of 56 from complications of pancreatic cancer. In 1990, on this day, Henry and June, starring Uma Thurman, Fred Ward, and Maria de Medeiros, and inspired by the novel of the same name by Anis Nin, opens the theaters as the first film with the NC-17 rating, set in Paris, France, in the early 1930s, Henry and June tells the story of the American writer Henry Miller, whose novels include Tropic of Cancer, his wife June, and his love triangle with the French writer Anis Nin. The movie, which contains lesbian sex scenes and nudity, garnered an Oscar nomination for its cinematography, but critical reviews were mixed. 1978, on this day, Isaac Bashevis Singer wins the Nobel Prize for Literature. Singer wrote in Yiddish about Jewish life in Poland and the United States, and translations of his work became popular in mainstream America as well as Jewish circles. The year of 1991, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch earn a number one hit with Good Vibrations. In 1953, the Yanks win their fifth World Series in a row. New York Yankees defeat the Brooklyn Dodgers to win their fifth World Series. It was a record-breaking championship. Joe McCarthy's legendary 1936-39 Yanks had won four in a row, but no team had ever won five. The Bombers had squeaked by the Bums in Game 7. the previous year, and everyone thought that the Brooklyn team, powered by amazing pitching and a taste for revenge, would be back to claim the title. But instead, they lost for the seventh time in as many chances, and their crosstown rivals made World Series history. That is History.com for October 5th, 2016. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I know that every time I'm in your arms, I have no right to be.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Jamaica.com. Well, we've been doing this for about 5 years now, and over those 5 years, we've been talking about the spat between the Reddington Township government, municipal government, and the Solbergs at the Solberg Airport. And yet again, we have another update on the situation. And way back earlier in the 2000s, it looked like the Reddington municipal government had the upper hand. But unfortunately, it seems to be unraveling. Article here says the judge tosses ordinance limiting Solberg Airport expansion. So Ben Horowitz of NJ Advanced Media on the 5th reports that a Superior Court judge has thrown out a zoning ordinance adopted by the Reddington Township Committee in 2007 that limited aviation activities at Solberg Airport to the 102 acres that have long been used by aviation. The decision by Judge Thomas Miller in Flemington echoed a ruling issued in a separate lawsuit by another Superior Court judge, Paul Armstrong, who a year ago threw out the township's 2007 move to condemn the airport property and take it over by eminent domain. The township had tried to take over the 624 acres at the airport not used for aviation and also took the development rights to the 102 aviation acres. In the zoning case, Miller allowed the Solberg family's motion for summary judgment and declared the zoning ordinance null and void, saying it violated a state policy because the state had licensed the area for airport purposes. Larry Orloff, attorney for the Solberg family who own the airport, said the family is, quote, very pleased, unquote, with Judge Miller's correct decision. Orloff said the family is looking to, quote, expand and modernize, unquote, the airport, but they, quote, they don't want to make it another LaGuardia. Solbergs are not looking to make this a monstrosity large airport, unquote. Orloff acknowledged, however, that the expansion won't come anytime soon. The township is appealing Armstrong's decision in the eminent domain case, but briefs haven't even been filed yet, Orloff said, noting the expansion can't take place until the appeal is decided. Reddington Mayor Betty Ann Fort had a mixed reaction to the ruling. Although the ruling went against the township, quote, it's probably a good thing because it means we do not have to spend a lot of money on the trial right now, unquote, she said. But the township may not be completely out of the woods as far as paying in the zoning case, warned Orloff. The Solberg's attorney, he said, family members intend to file papers seeking to have the township reimburse them for their legal fees in the zoning case. Fort said township officials haven't decided whether to appeal Miller's decision, but they are pursuing their appeal of Armstrong's decision in the eminent domain case. Armstrong, quote, went a little bit rogue on the whole thing, unquote, Ford said. In a decision, Armstrong called the township's condemnation effort a manifest abuse of the power of eminent domain. In the zoning ordinance, which the township committee adopted in 2007 shortly after taking the eminent domain action, the township zoned the 102 acres used for aviation as a, quote, historic district sub-area, unquote. Under that ordinance, the township prohibited airport or aviation-related activities on any of the 726 acres beyond the 102. In his 133-page ruling in the zoning case, Miller repeatedly cited Armstrong's ruling in the eminent domain case. Miller pointed out that Armstrong had concluded that the condemnation of the 726 acres was, quote, improper, unquote, and, quote, comprised an unconstitutional and illegal taking of the Solberg property and invalidated the taking in its entirety, unquote, with the title to the entire property reverting to the Solbergs. As far as zoning is concerned, Miller ruled Armstrong's decision means that the zoning ordinance cannot stand because, quote, the entirety, unquote, of the Solberg Airport is licensed by the state for airport purposes. So it, quote, must be zoned to allow airport-related activity, unquote. Restrictions in the zoning ordinance are, quote, contrary to the state public policy, unquote, and are therefore, quote, invalid, unquote, Miller said. Orloff, Solberg's attorney, pointed out that while all the airplanes and runways operate within the 102 acres area, some other activities do occur outside that area, including the launching of blimps and the airport's annual balloon festival. Orloff said the dispute involved from a 1983 passed state law, the Air Safety and Zoning Act, which required municipalities with airports to provide public safety features around runways and other airport locations and facilities. It took Reddington more than 20 years to enact those measures, and when it did, it not only passed the safety rules, but also improperly condemned the airport property and changed its zoning, Orlov said. So that's most unfortunate if this is true, that the council did not consider at all how it was violating a state license, because that sounds, on the surface, pretty silly. I'm sure there was a lot more that was involved in the decision. But nonetheless, at this point, we're back to square one, where the Solbergs now possess their airport. They don't have any zoning restrictions. They can start looking towards expansion, pending an appeal. Amazing stuff. And we did all this in years and years and years, time after time, and yet we're right back where we started from. All right, it's time for us to take another break. We'll be right back with more Good Morning Hunterdon right after the news.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Our goal is to make sure that you basically get 100 miles away from the coast.
As millions of southeast U.S. coastal residents are warned about the approach of Hurricane Matthew, that's the advice to coastal South Carolinians from Governor Nikki Haley.
So wherever you are on the coast, we want you to get 100 miles away from that.
The now Category 3 hurricane already impacting Florida today with heavy rain and high winds. There's nothing wrong with your radio. That's just the sound of talkover at last night's vice presidential debate between Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine. RNC Chief Reince Priebus saying Mike Pence held up well under constant interruptions by Kaine.
And the constant talking over Mike Pence, but he was cool as a cucumber.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
More now on last night's vice presidential debate between Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine in this report from USA's Joe Gomez.
Just trying to keep up with the insult-driven campaign on the other side of the table.
I'm just saying facts about your running mate.
Yeah.
Well, and I know you can't defend it.
During the debate, Kaine and Pence traded barbs, creating some fiery exchanges.
Ronald Reagan said something really interesting about nuclear proliferation back in the 1980s. He said, the problem with nuclear proliferation is that some fool or maniac could trigger a catastrophic event. And I think that's who Governor Pence's running mate is, exactly who President Reagan warned us.
Senator, that was even beneath you and Hillary Clinton, and that's pretty low.
Donald Trump live-tweeted during the debate, retweeting messages that describe Kaine as an evil crook and a fool. Hillary Clinton also tweeted during the debate saying, Pence claiming that Trump supports our troops when he insults them and doesn't pay taxes is laughable.
This is USA Radio News.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Federal authorities now investigating the second data recorder from a New Jersey commuter train that slammed into a terminal in Hoboken last Thursday, killing one woman and injuring over 100 people. The first data recorder found days ago wasn't working. The National Transportation Safety Board saying it has also located the video camera in the wreckage, as well as a cell phone that belonged to the engineer. The NTSB saying it will not confirm some new questions about what the train's speed was before it crashed, although some officials have spoken on the condition of anonymity, saying the wreckage indicates it was going about 30 miles an hour.
He unleashed an incredible growth in the game.
That's PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Fincham talking about Arnold Palmer's impact on the game of golf during a public memorial service for Palmer in Latrobe, Pennsylvania yesterday, where his rival and good friend Jack Nicklaus said while they competed in just about everything, including golf.
If there was ever a problem, I knew Arnold had my back. And he knew I had his.
Golfers Tom Watson, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Annika Sorenstam also in attendance inside the St. Vincent College Basilica. And thousands of people who couldn't get into the basilica for the service were crowding the grounds around it. Arnold Palmer died last week. He was 87. And beating the Orioles last night, the Toronto Blue Jays are the American League wild card winners. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right, thanks, Chris. You gave us the national sports. Here's the local sports. Sports encounter, sports scores encounter from five regional high schools. We start off with Voorhees. Figure we'll go the opposite way. Don't always leave Voorhees out, but unfortunately, Voorhees doesn't have any scores to report today. So we'll move on to South Hunterdon, who had a field hockey game yesterday against Pennington. Wound up in a 1-1 tie. North Hunterdon had a girls' tennis match against Immaculata and had a victory over that, 5-0. And Hunterdon Central, yesterday, girls' tennis match against Pingree. Pingree took it 4-1, a 2-0 win, though, over Cherokee in girls' volleyball. And finally, Delval, a girls' volleyball game against Mount Olive. Mount Olive wins it 2-0. Here are the sports events for the next couple of days. We have a cross-country varsity championship going on. It's going to be at Colonial Park at 4 p.m. It's in Bound Brook, Belvedere, Gil St. Bernard's. Manville, North Plainfield, Rutgers Prep, and South Hunterdon will all be there. At Pingree at 4 o'clock, we have another boys' varsity meet and a girls' varsity meet with Bernards, Delaware Valley, Immaculata, Somerville, and Warren Hills attending. 3:45, we have South Hunterdon travels to Belvedere for a field hockey game. Central will be at Voorhees. Delaware Valley will be at Somerville. In gymnastics at 4:30, South Brunswick will be at Central. Soccer, boys' soccer at 3:45, North Plainfield travels to South Hunterdon. Delaware Valley hosts Voorhees at 6 o'clock. Also at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, Hunterdon Central will be at North Hunterdon for an intercounty matchup under the lights. Girls soccer, North Hunterdon will be at Central at 3:45. South Hunterdon will be at North Plainfield at 4. At 6, Delaware Valley's at Voorhees. Tennis match, Phillipsburg travels to North Hunterdon at 3:45. Franklin will be at Voorhees. And Central will be at Blair Academy. Volleyball at 5:15, Delaware Valley's at Voorhees. And at 5:30, Watchung Hills hosts Central. For tomorrow, we have field hockey at 5:15. Warren Hills will be at North Hunterdon. A tennis match at 3, hosted at Cliffside Park. Voorhees will be there. The Phillipsburg-Voorhees tennis match has been postponed. Tennis girls.